From my experiences about blindness and accessible art, I draw these conclusions. First, a blind person needs minimal means of support to perceive, by using the other senses, the aesthetics of a work of art and to create their mental image of it. Second, in the case of a two-dimensional work, for instance, a painting, you need to touch its reproduction in relief, to follow an orderly scan, and to listen to its audio description. And third, there are exhibitions, some of them in museums certified in universal accessibility, that don't show any work accessible to visitors with visual disabilities. As author of the exhibition Drawing in Blindness and as student of a double major in tourism and fine arts, I consider that a blind person can create a work of art by using their touch, their hearing, their smell, and if they have it, their remaining vision. As maybe you can see from these pictures, at the National Archaeological Museum of Spain, there are 18 stands that have accessible information and resources to visitors that are visually impaired people. So a blind visitor can touch them and listen to its audio description to make their mental image of them.